Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance on the show was brought to you by our friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. We are happy right now to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joined us on the show today. Patrick, man, happy to have you back on the show.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you having me always.
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with this, something that you look forward to every year. You guys had your 15 and Mahomes Gala. You guys raised $1.5 million. How proud are you of what you guys have been able to build while you've been here in Kansas City?
No, I'm extremely proud. You know, I started this thing with a vision of it, but it's exceeded my vision. I mean, the fact that Kansas City and all the communities I grew up in have really just embraced it and made this thing even more than I could imagine, it's special. And so it's awesome to see all the things that are happening, because obviously I'm trying to be at as many events as I possibly can be, but I can't be at all of them. And to see how many lives it impacts is always special.
That's what I was just going to ask you. I mean, it has to be a very rewarding feeling. It's not just your teammates. It's celebrities. It's people in the community. Like, this is something that people have really rallied around to support a cause that you feel so passionate in.
100%, and I mean, you said it. It's like it's everybody. It's not just, it says 15 of the homies, but it's the whole Kansas City community that's really just helped this thing go and helped make so many great impacts on so many kids' lives. And it's something that I can be proud of more than on the field, but something that I can be proud of just how the community's rallied behind just each other and made each other a better people and a better place.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick. Let's go back a little bit to the game on Sunday. I mean, everything was working for you guys offensively those first three drives. What's it like to be in a zone like that, not just on a personal level, but the offense as a whole?
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, be able to go out there and execute at the level that you want to. I mean, that's what we've been striving for, is to be that good every single drive. And we were able to do that. You know, there was stuff we learned from on the tape and stuff like that. But I thought guys really did a great job of doing their job to the best of their ability and executing at a high level. And when everybody executes, man, we can go out there and have a ton of success.
We talked a lot about you getting back all three of your receivers at one time with Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown. You got them all on the field at the same time. That's not to discredit Tyquan Thornton or Juju or any of the other guys who have had major contributions. But how fun was it to have all those guys available at one time?
Yeah, I mean, you see what we've worked for all offseason and the last two seasons, really, and how guys have – made themselves better and better and ready for that moment, you know, and it keeps the defense guessing. I mean, obviously, you have those main guys on Hollywood and Rasheed and Xavier, but you get guys like Tyquan and Juju and all these guys that get to rotate in, and they make their impact on the game. You see that at every single position, the tight ends, the running backs, the receivers, everybody is coming in ready to go, ready to play, and it's showcasing on Sundays with a lot of success.
Let's focus in on Rasheed. It's his first game back, first game in a while. It felt like you guys really made a concerted effort to try to get him the
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ball on the first drive. He had a phenomenal day. What did you see from him on film? How were you excited to see his role expand in the offense?
Yeah, I think you just saw a progression of where he was at last year. You know, obviously the suspension, but the injury as well. You want guys to come back healthy and ready to go. But he did a great job this offseason of working his tail off to get himself back to 100%. And he showcased that in this first game. And now it's about building, you know, him within the game plan and building up the right way. I mean, he hasn't had a lot of snaps in over a year, so you don't want to push too much. But at the same time, man, as a special football player, you want on the football field.
Can you answer this question for me? Where did this tortilla thing come from? Because I don't remember this back in, like, the Michael Crabtree, Graham Harrell days. Where did this tradition come from?
I mean, it was going on then for sure. I mean, it's been going on for, like, 30, 40 years. And there's a couple of, like, myths and stories about how it started, but it happened while I was there. I said to a couple people, man, no one cared about the tortillas when we weren't winning. But now that we're winning, everybody cares about them. So we had to stop them. But it's one of the traditions I loved about Texas Tech and how much the fans care no matter what the score is and want to be a part of it. But they'll find a way, another way now to show their support. And I just know that they'll be there for us week in and week out. And I'm excited for the rest of the season.
I'm not counting your pockets, Patrick, but you got a water endorsement. You got glasses. You got State Farm insurance. You don't have a tortilla endorsement at this point?
No, I don't, you know, but I'm sad to see that we're not able to do it anymore. It's just part of the tradition of Texas Tech. I don't know how it became such a controversial thing, but the tortillas, I guess, got a little too scary for the opponents at the Red Raider Stadium.
Whenever you get tacos, are you going soft shell or hard shell?
I'm soft shell. I like them both, though. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes you get those, like, I think they're called the Gordito Crunches from Taco Bell. I don't eat a lot of Taco Bell these days, but you get that soft shell with the hard shell underneath it. I love Mexican food, Tex-Mex especially.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs for a couple of more minutes. Patrick, the last time you were on, I asked you about Sunday Night Football in your first game. I just looked this up because I completely forgot. Your first four Monday night games were all on the road. Your first Monday Night Football game at Arrowhead was actually supposed to be a Sunday game. They got moved because of COVID. You guys played the Patriots. I completely forgotten about this until I Googled it like an hour ago.
Yeah, and I presume that Monday game was, I don't know if it was really like night. It was like 5 o'clock or something like that. I put a lot of these big games on the road. I feel like I get a lot of the Sunday night games at home, but the Monday night's on the road. But I'm excited to play one at Arrowhead, man. I mean, it is special playing on Monday Night Football because you're the only show in town, at least this week. You get to have the primetime game. Everybody watches Monday Night Football growing up. You get to go out there and enjoy with your teammates, man. So I'm excited to do it at Arrowhead.
One of these days, Bronze is going to, like, see your highlights, and he's going to ask you questions about the 2020 season, and you're going to have a hell of a time trying to explain to him that you played games in front of zero people.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was, like, a crazy situation. At least at Arrowhead, we had, like, a couple thousand, and you could feel the energy. I mean, some of the away stadiums, and there was literally no music, no sound, no anything. It was an eerie feeling.
You guys have Sunday free. Obviously, you're going to be around the team. Like, what is your plan for Sunday? What is your plan for the weekend with you guys having a home Monday night game?
It, it's honestly pretty cool because you get to watch the games with the guys, you know, like you come in, do your mock game, your walkthroughs, and then you go home for a little bit, get a little bit of rest and pack up, and you go to the hotel and you're watching some of those ending of those late games, and then you go into the what's called the Sunday night football game, which will be a good one. I think it's Green Bay and the Steelers and Aaron going back home. So you get to watch those games with your teammates, man. That's some of the best memories. You know, you make a lot of memories on the football field, but getting into those meals when you're just with your guys and you're getting to watch football, it's just like anybody else when you're watching football at home. So, I mean, those are some of the best memories that you have throughout your career.
Do you watch just a single game, or are you a red zone guy? Because I love red zone. There's just something special at noon. I get all the games. They're bouncing around the league. Do you like to watch red zone or just one game?
When I got the new house in Kansas City, I got it to where you can, like, get multiple screens, you know? And so that was, like, one of the main things. Like, I didn't ask for a lot. I let Brittany do most of it, but I was, like, the living room TV and then, like, the game room, I want to be able to split the screens up. And so usually I keep to, like, one main game that I like to watch that I'm interested in, but I keep red zone in the bottom corner, and so you can kind of see the highlights that are going around the league.
I got a couple more questions for you, and we'll get you out of here. The first thing, Halloween is right around the corner. Do you have your Halloween costume, your plans all figured out?
I do. It's a surprise, though, but we have the whole family. We're ready to go, and it was Bronze's idea. And I'll give you a little bit of a hint.
Okay, all right, then. I'm excited for you to be Buzz Lightyear or something here coming up in a couple of days. When it comes to Halloween, where are you at Scary Movies? Do you like Scary Movies? Do you have a favorite franchise?
I've never been a Scary Movie guy. Like, I'm not I was scared as a kid of them, and now it's like, I'm not a big fan of them. Like, if it's on TV and everybody's watching it, I'll watch it. But I'm like kind of closing your ears, you know. Can't the noises and stuff get me? So I'm not a big Scary Movie guy.
Okay, so I was gonna ask you if you like haunted houses. People were making fun of me a couple of days ago when I said, why would I pay $30 to be scared? It just doesn't really make any sense to me. It sounds like you also are not a haunted house guy.
I've literally had that exact argument with Brittany and everybody every single year. It's like, why am I wanting to go somewhere where I'm just scared the entire time? Or I'm kind of like just fidgety. I'm not scared anymore because I'm a little older, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't want people trying to scare me for whatever it is, 10, 15 minutes, so why am I going to wait in line and go to one of these things?
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense. And then people are like, oh, well, you know, at the end, you got to jump out of a window. And I'm like, I'm not trying to jump out of a window. Why would I want to do this activity?
Oh, no, 100%. And I've done the ones in Kansas City, all the main ones. And, I mean, they are awesome. They're cool. But it's just not a thing for me. But I understand people do love them.
We have the World Series here coming up. I've never really got a chance to ask you about Shohei Ohtani. You're a fan of sports. You like basketball, football, baseball, all of these things. Have you ever seen anything like what Shohei did a couple of days ago?
I haven't. I mean, not since, like, Little League Baseball or T-ball or something like that. I mean, it's like I told someone, I was like, man, if I'd have done this as a kid and like go Little League, it would have been impressive. But for him to do it against the best of the best in the world, and to be able to throw 100 with a nasty splitter, on the mound and strike out 10 and then go out there and hit, it wasn't that he just hit three home runs. I mean, he hit three home runs that mattered. I mean, like every one of those mattered to get him, get him to the next round and get him to the World Series, man. He's a special talent, and I mean, he'll go down as one of the best baseball players, if not the best baseball player of all time.
Tomorrow for a day, if you could switch abilities with either Steph Curry or Shohei Ohtani, which one would you be?
I'd be Steph, man. I mean, I feel like I could shoot a little bit, but being able to shoot like that, and then like, can I get his golf game as well? That'd probably give me the added boost for it.
That's the one thing that trips me out about Steph is like everybody has shot a basketball at some point. We all just acknowledge this person is the best ever at shooting a basketball.
100%. And I mean, like, seeing it in person, I mean, he beat my Mavs in the Western Conference Finals a couple years back, and it was like watching him when he gets going and he's shooting, he's not looking at the goal. I mean, that's fun to watch.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. They got Monday Night Football coming up against the Washington Commanders. Pat, good luck this week, my man. We'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, appreciate you.
That was our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance each week on the show is brought to you by our friends at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.